All right, people say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today, top of page Resh Nun Tes, Mitzvah Haba Ba'avira. So we'll say after four shiurim dedicated to Leibola and his wife, we came to the dramatic end of the story yesterday, and now we'll extract the meaning from that story, Resh Nun Tes, although the meaning is pretty self-evident. Mimai says that from this particular story, Anu Lomdim Klal Choshev, we learn a very important principle. What is the principle? Lichos olios atzav v'choshkin lefgoa ba'adamacher. To get angry, or to get upset, or to, of course, go ahead and, in any way, lefgoa ba'adamacher means to hurt someone, or to go ahead and be pogim in someone's covet, to chip away at someone's dignity or honor. Afilu b'shvil ha-mitzvah ha-gidola b'yoser. Even if the anger, the animosity, the chipping away at the other is quote-unquote for the sake of the performance of a mitzvah, who is your gomer? In other words, what the Mechaber is saying over here is that the message here is that the ends do not justify the means. The fact that I am engaged in the performance of a mitzvah does not allow me to go ahead and engage in negative character traits, negative midos, or to chas v'shalom go ahead and mistreat another. He says, mitzvah shenas is kach, a mitzvah that is performed with negative midos, or God forbid again through hurting the other, nikreis palashon chazal, mitzvah haba ba'aveira. So it's actually quite interesting, because remember again, when we think about mitzvah haba ba'aveira, when you think about that concept, normally we assume that's what? What does it refer to? I assume it refers to like stealing a lulav. Right? So I've gone ahead and I've committed another prohibition, resh nun tes, about four lines down. So I go ahead and I assume like I'm performing a mitzvah and I violate an aveira. He's saying over here, but we normally assume that mitzvah haba ba'aveira means a biblical prohibition. What he's saying over here is to go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to perform a mitzvah while compromising my midos, or somehow compromising the dignity of another, that's mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Kasher medura ba'aveiros kmo gneva chedome, kulam mevinim sh'asra la'avor aleihem b'shul ha'kaimis. He says it over explicitly. When it comes to, let's say, everyone understands that if I steal a lulav and go ahead and bring it to shul on the first day of Sukkot, and go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah like that, everyone understands that that's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira. So that's obvious, because there, the very utensil for the mitzvah, or the very object that is being used for the mitzvah, was only acquired through a ma'isa aveira. Ulam, aveiros ba'aveiros shal kas, shal atzvos, shal bizui anoshim nechedome. I will say, when it comes to the performance of a mitzvah, but I got angry. I got angry in the performance, or I became sad. You know, it's interesting. In Chassidus, it's not just in Chassidus. Just Chassidus is what popularized it a lot. Atzvos, sadness, is also an incredible aveira. Now, what does that mean? Atzvos is an aveira. It will say, so the idea over here is the Gemara says, Eina shchina shora ela mitoch simcha. The shchina only rests upon a person if they're in a state of simcha. Therefore, by definition, if I'm in a state of atzvos, I'm in a state of sadness. Obviously, there's some state of sadness where I could control that sadness. If I could control it and I could turn it around, but I don't, that in and of itself is also an aveira. So he says, he goes on, sha'atzu shal bizvi anoshim, degrading or deprecating the honor or dignity of another. Rofa anoshim tom v'choshim shemutar la'avar aleim v'shal ha'kaimis. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. What's interesting is as follows, that at the end of the day, so when it comes to the violation of an actual aveira, so everyone understands that's mitzvah ba'aveira. When it comes to improper midos, so people don't think of that as a mitzvah ba'aveira. But in reality, the Mechaber says it is. That if I perform a mitzvah, and then I get angry, I get sad, I go ahead and I chip away at the dignity of another, all for the sake of doing something bigger, better, holier, that's also a mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Kimo b'ma'ase shalanu. For example, take our story. Min astam, kol adam acher hayamevin, shel advar mitzvah godol v'choshev shekazeh seder the Pesach. So remember again, what's Leibola trying to do? Very, very noble aspiration. Leibler just wants a simple thing. He wants to make a Pesach Seder. Pesach Seder has in it mitzvahs d'oraisa, mitzvahs d'rabbanon, right? Biblical obligations, rabbinic obligations, and all Leibler wants to do is perform the mitzvah. Roy lechos. Shavosai, you have to understand, sometimes the times when people get angriest is in the performance of a mitzvah. Why? Because that is the most easily justifiable anger, right? How many times is there anger on Erev Shabbos? What do I mean by that? Again, in getting ready for Shabbos, and this one yells at this one, and this one yells at this one, and this one's angry, and this one's upset. You know, and again, it's justified anger. Why? Because all of it is for God, right? All of it. You know what the Ribbono Shel Olam says and stuff like that. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "No, thank you. No, thank you. It's okay. Don't do this on my behalf. I'd rather you go into the 18 minutes, right? Not beyond that. I'd rather you go into the 18 minutes, right? It's okay. Don't get angry for me." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "That's not the type of Yiddishkeit I want. That's not the type of mitzvah I want, because that's a mitzvah haba ba'avera." Leibler, all he wants to do, the guy just wants a simple thing. He wants to make a Pesach Seder. His wife, and I will say, again, we read the story, obviously we don't know the backstory to it, but the backstory is his wife just seems to be totally obstinate. And for what purpose? For what purpose? We'll say, it's not the pshat that, you know, he's religious, she's not religious. I mean, she's angry at him. Something's going on over here that she's angry at him. So you would have thought that in a situation like this, if you were scripting it, does Leibler have the right to get angry? Bepashtos, yes. Raylechos, aflach, riaches shisto, vafilu bikoach hazra, lo seislo v'kaimes haseder. Leibler has every single right to get angry. To get angry at his wife because he wants to make a Pesach Seder. So what happens? Hayitzer hara mislabish la'adam bikinas Hashem. We'll say, herein lies one of the greatest dangers. People, the Yitzhahara often goes ahead and cloaks itself in piety. Right? We see sometimes the worst machlokes is waged l'shem shamayim. When a person thinks that he is doing something for the honor of God, a person thinks that he's doing something for the good of the klal, right? Unfortunately, ma'asim b'chol yom, people feel justified in engaging in the most egregious types of behaviors. I would never do this on my own, but it's not my war. It's not my battle. This is for the Ribono Shel Olam. This is for Klal Yisrael. We know people who do that are often the most dangerous and engage in the most reckless behaviors. He goes on, he says, Umachnis belibo machshava kazos, hare Hashem tziva osi laruch seder. Leibler could have said, you know what? I'm putting on my gloves, right? And we're going to duke it out. Because after all, this is about the honor of God. This is about the Pesach Seder. Ve'ich titachin chutzpah kezos, limnoa osim elekaim esivoy Hashem. And how can my wife have this chutzpah to prevent me from fulfilling the word or the directive of God? Vadai, shetzarech lichos ulesalek es hamona'as hachutzafa hazos midarki. It is clear that I have to do whatever I have to do in order to go ahead and remove this obstacle from in front of me. V'akol kamuvan l'chvod Hashem. And of course, all of this is to the honor of God. So look what he writes, look at the Mechaber. So we'll say, end of the second paragraph, Reish Nun Tes, Hashem yishmerenu mikavod Hashem shekazeh. The Ribono Shel Olam should guard us all from such piety, from such kavod Hashem. I will say, this, I can't tell you how profound this yisod is. Kol machshava kein zos, Novas rak mechesar moro. So listen to this profound statement. So this type of thinking, that in order for me to perform a mitzvah, I'm allowed to get angry, I'm allowed to get upset, I'm allowed to chip away at the dignity of another. Where does that come from? That comes from a chisaron in emuna, a lack of emuna. Ki im haisa la'adam emuna, because if I had a Emunah Rabosai, I would hear the voice of the Yetzer HaTov. Because in that moment, what does the Yetzer HaTov tell me? Listen to this. This is a quote from the Yetzer HaTov. You don't often find quotes attributed to the Yetzer HaTov. Apparently, the Mechaber has some good connections. Second to last paragraph on the page, you see the quotation. This is the Yetzer HaTov speaking. Hashem u'onei ha'oscha, ki onod, ki einod milvado. We'll say, what does the Yetzer HaTov, we'll just use the story of Leibler. What does the Yetzer HaTov say to Leibler in that moment? Leibler, this is not your wife. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is preventing this Seder. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is visiting these circumstances upon you. He says, "Ein od milvado," because everything comes from Hashem. Even in the realm of interpersonal conduct, even though, again, I will say, remember, every person is responsible for their actions, every person is responsible for their words, so we're not freeing anyone from personal responsibility, but I also believe and I also understand that everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. He goes on, "Ve'in lecha shum rishus l'skaber al hamaniyah kedei she'te'asa aveira." And you have no right in order to go ahead and literally, it means to overcome the obstacle through the commission of an aveira. Ubevadai loa yede aveira shehi kimo avod zora. And all the more so, not through the commission of an aveira, which is like avod zora. What is he referring to over here? Anger. Because remember, the Gemara says, kala koes, if you get angry, ki ilu oved avod zora. V'chol shekein loa yede pigia ba'adam acher. And I will say, certainly not through chipping away at the kavod or at the honor of another person. Bidyuk kimo she'in lecha reshus le'eskabra avaniya shel mamon al yidei geneva. I will say, this is an incredible, incredible yisod. So in that moment, again, where I want to do something good, and I will say, this is perhaps one of the most difficult situations, because here, I just want to do something positive. I'm labela. All I want to do is be able to go ahead and perform the Pesach Seder. That's all I want to be able to do. And yet, again, there seems to be this unreasonable obstacle that is preventing me from doing so. So I will say, the way we often internalize this challenge is, oh, Chodesh Baruch Hu just wants me to try harder. Chodesh Baruch Hu just wants me to overcome the obstacle, and I do whatever I have to do. Says the Mechaber, no. Step number one in dealing with this challenge is recognizing, A, that it's from HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That even though it's Mrs. Labela who seems to be the obstinate one, at the end of the day, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is placing this obstacle before me. And whatever the message is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to go ahead and figure out how to overcome this challenge while keeping my midos and my integrity intact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want me to do anything and everything, including compromising my midos, including compromising my integrity, in order to go ahead and fulfill this mitzvah. I will say, herein lies this tension between the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara in this context looks very pious, and looks very dignified, and looks very heilig. And he's telling me, mitzvah, 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 mitzvah at all costs. Guy's gotta do what a guy's gotta do. Just get it done. Just get it done. Whoever you have to trample on, whoever you have to walk over, get it done. And the Yetzer HaTov says, no. No. Because even the obstacle comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if the obstacle comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to figure out how to navigate that in a spiritually appropriate way. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up, there's a lot more to say about this, we'll pick up Emirat HaShem, bottom of Reish Nun Tes, Emirat HaShem tomorrow.